One of the most beautiful spots in the world, I think, is around Grand Lake and all the lakes associated with Grand. And there's a very fine organization that is doing a lot to assist the better part, the environment, etc. And we're going to find out. And first of all, I'm going to talk to the president of the organization, Mike Sanders. Mike, what is actually the name of this organization?
It's the Chippenetiquook Lake International Conservatory, and it's better known as CLIC. We're here in, we're centered sort of in Orient, Maine, but we're involved with all of the lakes in the Chippenetiquook group of lakes.
And they are what lakes?
North, East Grand, Spednik, Brackett, what was the other one, Bill? Deering, Palfrey, and Mud. Mud Lake.
Okay, Bill Walton is the treasurer and also he's secretary in charge of and the new membership. Bill, basically, you want to improve the conditions of the lake and the habit around.
Yes, we're interested in fishing, the social activities around the lake. We're interested in being able to represent the lake and the lake people.
Bill, I know you've got a project of trying to improve the salmon fishing here in Grand Lake and the surrounding lakes. How are you going about that?
One of our members has very generously contributed $10,000, and we're buying smelt fry from a private individual down in mid-Maine. We have released over 2 million smelt fry into East Grand Lake over the last 2 years. We plan to do this at least one more year, and then we're going to reevaluate and decide whether we go on or not.
How many members do you have?
I believe the total is 470.
And they are basically people from camp owners or people that are just interested in the environment?
Mostly camp owners, but also local people who are interested in the environment and preserving this wonderful part of it.
Have you noticed yet an improvement in the salmon fishing in this area?
Yes, it's pretty subjective, but many of us fishermen feel the fishing is better in the last two years. Used to be a great lake. The state of Maine used to put in 30,000 salmon, and now they're down to putting in 6,000 salmon yearlings. They've reduced it because they didn't think there was the support, the food. But it looks as though our smelt project is increasing the food supply. Hopefully the state will increase the stocking supply.
And you're also interested in the water quality.
Yes, East Grand has one of the highest rated qualities of water. We have we do Secchi disc evaluations, and that's dropping about a foot diameter colored white and black disc down into the water and see how far we can see it. East Grand depths are, I think, 16 to 20 feet, which is very deep water to see something clearly to that depth.
Now, what other type of fishing is there here besides salmon? We've been talking about salmon fishing at the Grand Lake.
Oh, there's trout. There's bass fishing is exceptional. There's pickerel. There's togue, which is fished a lot. Very deep water and large fish. White perch. Lots of fishing in Grand Lake, Grand Spednik through that area. Wonderful.
Now, you're coming an area of what, about how many miles from the point where we North Lake all the way down to the southern part of the area?
I've never been asked that question, but from the upper end of North Lake to the lower end of Spednik Lake is probably 40 miles.
This beautiful brochure that you prepared for us here also give us other ideas of what is involved in, with CLIC.
Yeah, well, as we said, we're very interested in the fishery, water quality, water levels. Every person living around a lake is always concerned about the water level in the lake. Is it going up? Is it down? Is it too high? Is it too low? We monitor the water levels very carefully and keep an eye on what's happening. And if something seems to be out of a whack, we're on the telephone and passing it on to the people who can do something.
Years ago, Bill, most of the camps around Grand Lake were owned by people in Houlton and the southern Rustic area. But I think you yourself have come from another area, and there are a lot of other people who own camps from other areas of the country.
Yeah, northern East Grand Lake was almost still populated very highly by Houlton people. But you get down into Weston and Danforth and the other lakes, the people are from all over this country. Lake Association has members from Louisiana, Arizona, West Coast. They just come here to find this pristine wild area. These lakes are considered some of the still yet undeveloped lakes and water areas on the East Coast. It's hard to find this much undeveloped area on the East Coast anymore.
Bill, how do you control the water level?
The organization known as Woodland Pulp, used to be Domtar, owns the dam that controls the lake levels in both East Grand Lake in Forest City and on Spednik Lake in Vanceboro. So those two dams control the water levels in all the waters north of Vanceboro.
Mike, you have a lot of people who live here year-round.
Actually, surprisingly, quite a number of people, quite a number of the folks who were normally just seasonal visitors to the lake have now improved their camps. They're really homes now. And quite a number of people are starting to live here year-round.
There's another area of the brochure that you presented to us that we haven't quite covered. Mike, and you've got your glasses on. You can tell me what we're talking about there.
Well, it shows how to join CLIC, the different levels of membership in CLIC. The back of the brochure shows all the projects that we have undertaken in the last 12 or 13 years. Of course, this brochure was published 3 or 4 years ago, and it hasn't talked about some of our recent projects, but that's available from our membership secretary that I'm sure Dewey will tell you how to reach.
Well, tell me this. If somebody did want to join CLIC, and of course it's an organization that I'm sure that many sportsmen would like to be involved in, it is a very expensive operation.
Our dues for one person is $10 a year, which is very low. I don't know of another organization that's that low. We ask if there's a husband-wife, we ask membership from both because we like to say that we represent a lot of people. We have memberships from businesses and organizations. Some of our members contribute voluntarily more than the minimum amount. We have a lifetime membership of $500. It can be contributed over 5 years. Right now we have 30 life members, and 14 more people are working on that life membership.
Well, now that's a complete area of funding, in other words, from memberships.
Yes, we don't have any fundraising projects other than members. We have a small yard sale every year or two, but the majority of our contributions and our fundraising is voluntary membership contributions from our members.
And the actual overall purpose of your organization is just for the benefit of the environment in the Grand Lake and the other lakes surrounding it.
Yes, when you think about it, Dewey, this is probably one of the finest areas in all of certainly the Northeast United States and in Eastern Canada. This area deserves to be protected. More and more areas are falling by the wayside, too much population, pollution, everything that's associated with that. And there has to be and should be some areas left in our world when we can actually say this is what it's supposed to be like. This is the way it was. This is what it's supposed to be like. And the young people today, they should somehow be able to come to an area like the Chippenetiquick Lakes watershed and say, hey, you know, this is the way it's supposed to be. And that's the type of thing we're trying to protect and maintain and keep.
Of course, you're non-political, too. I know that there are going to be several communities that are going to be involved in voting on whether to use the land for other purposes, such as logging and camp building and et cetera. And so you're kind of non-political. You don't get involved in that.
No, we don't. No, we do not do that. We just work with the local people and work with the camp owners and try to do what's best for everyone concerned.
Now, how many people? Do you have a board of directors that run your organization?
Our board is normally of 12 people that are elected in groups of three. Every 3 years, they elect 4 people. Right now, one of our board members has recently resigned, so as we speak now, we have 11 people on the board that govern us.
As president, how long will your term last, Mike?
Mine will be over in 2012, and I've been on for, that would be for going on the third year.
And, of course, you make a lot of money.
Oh, yes. It's a very high-paying job, I can tell you that. I expect to retire.
We're at Bill's Camp, and we also would like to thank Mike Clark, who's a member who took us on a two-hour tour of Grand Lake, and we only covered probably a half of it, didn't we, Bill?
Yeah, a third probably. We got down to Norway Point and Hazy Point and could see the big part of the lake, but it's pretty rough out there today, and we turned around and came back.
Now, one more question. I know that this lake is both Canadian and American owned, you know, its properties on either countries. And are any Canadians involved in your organization?
Yes, they are. In fact, I'm a Canadian myself, and we do have quite a number of Canadians, and we'd like to have more. In fact, really, I think CLIC should have 1,000 members. It's amazing to me that, you know, anyone who would be living in this area or anyone who would have a home or a cottage in this area would not be interested in maintaining the quality of life that we have here. And the way to do that is you have to speak in numbers. The more people that CLIC represents, the more weight we have if we have to deal with politicians or civil servants.
Bill, is there anything that we can add here? I know that you went on the trip with us, and we really enjoyed it.
Well, I guess I'd like to say that if anybody is interested in joining CLIC, it's really not an application deal. All we care about is that you contribute $10 a year per person, and that address would be 28 Snowberry Lane in Orient, 04471. You send your name and information. If you have an email address, we'll get back to you by email best and develop the rest of the information we need.
So you really don't have to be a camp owner to belong.
Oh, absolutely not. But there's one thing I'd like to thank Bill for that he does, other than the fact that he's a tireless worker. And there are other members who just put a tremendous amount of work into this. But one thing that Bill does, and he has an email newsletter from around the lake. And if you are a member of any of Lake Organization or Woody Wheaton or any organization like that, you can sign up with Bill, and every week he sends out the most informative email newsletter. You will know everything that's going on. You'll know where and all the harvest suppers are. You'll know when the breakfasts are. You'll know everything that's going on around these lakes, and that's free. Bill does it just out of the goodness of his heart.
Well, I'd like to thank Bill and you for the hospitality that we've had. And again, in case somebody just tuned in late on the program, the name of your organization and the purpose.
Yes, Chippenetiquette Lakes International Conservatory, and we're here to protect this marvelous, marvelous piece of land.
Thank you very much, fellas.